Good morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
I would like to welcome you this morning to Maximum Radio Network. And we are on Global Time with Jesus Christ. It is a blessing. It is a blessing to be in the presence of the Lord one more time. And this morning I'd like to open our prayer line with a scripture from Psalm 106, verses 1, 2, and 3. Praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Good morning again, and welcome to Global Time with Jesus Christ. This morning, my name is Sister Christine LeMay, and I would lead us, or I would like to ask everyone to join us in prayer this morning. Welcome, and I welcome you to this prayer line, and I pray that you had a blessed and restful night.
Yes, the Lord.
This morning, we will ask Sister Jennifer Clark to open us in prayer.
Praise the Lord, saints. Good morning. God bless you on this wonderful day. I hope that you had a wonderful, restful night in the Lord and you've wakened with joy in your heart that you're able to see another brand new day. Give thanks to the Almighty for his grace, for his mercy, for his love, for his everlasting faithfulness. We thank him this morning. This morning our prayer broadcast, the name of the theme for our prayer broadcast on this morning is A Sign to the Unbeliever. And for those of us that have been joining us for the past weeks and those who may be joining us for the first time, we are doing the I Am series. And the I Am that we're going to take away from this is found in Ezekiel 24:27, and it says, in that day shall thy mouth be open to him which is asleep, that thou shalt speak, and be no more dumb, and thou shalt be a sign unto them, and they shall know that I am the Lord. So I am a sign unto them. I am the Lord, and I am a sign to the unbeliever. Praise the Lord. Let us go to the throne of God in prayer. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise your name. We lift your name on high, God, because you alone are worthy of all the praise. We thank you this morning that you have awakened us. Yes, Lord, you've stirred us up again, and we've chosen to come before your presence in the early morning with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, because you said to enter into your gates with thanksgiving and enter into your courts with praise. So, Almighty, this morning, we declare that you are the Lord of our lives, and no matter what situation, God, we know that you are the Lord, and you are just, you are righteous, hallelujah, you are holy. I thank you, God, today I thank you, God, today that you are a sign to the unbeliever. Yes, God, and you use us, those of us that are saved and are walking in your way. Yes, Lord. You use us, Father God, by our lifestyle to show the unbeliever, to be an example to the unbeliever. Yes, God, by the way we live, by the way we walk, by the way we talk, that you are operated in us. The things that we used to do, we do them no more. And by this, others may look at us and they would know that there is a God, there's something different about us, and that we may be able to tell them it is the God in us. Nothing that we do of ourselves, Father, but it's all because of you. We thank you, Lord, this morning. We give you praise this morning. We thank you, God, that even in our, there are those that are unbelieving, even in their state of unbelief, Father, that you still send a sign in some way through someone to let them know that you are God, and beside you there is no other. We glorify you this morning. Give you thanks, Father, that you don't leave us in the place where we are. But, Lord God, your arms are always outstretched, always outstretched. Yes, Father, and you give us the choice that we can choose to take your hand, to stretch our hands forward and take your hand. Yes, Lord God, or we could choose not to. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, this morning. We glorify you. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
In Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we are once more a Maximum Radio Network, Global Time with Jesus Christ. I welcome again each and every one of you. And now, if there's any praise report or anyone with a prayer request, the line is open. Please give your praise report and to voice your prayer request. I know that God is able, and he is still in the miracle working business. So
praise
you can
the
go
Lord.
Ahead.
I have praise. A praise report, and I need prayer also. First of all, I would like to thank God for the prayers of the saints and the intercessors for praying for my left knee. I had problems with it, and now the pain in the knee has subsided. Even though I need surgery, I thank God it's not that bad. You know, it's not that I have to have a whole knee replacement. It's just that the meniscus in there is torn, so all it's just minor surgery. It's the same day surgery. So I praise God that it's not as bad as it appeared to be, because the pain was so severe. So I just want to thank God for that. But also I want to ask for prayer, so when I do have the surgery, that all goes well in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
We're going to go in prayer for this prayer request and for this praise report. Father, we come to you this morning in no other name but the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father, you say, you promise us that you are the great healer. You promise us, Lord, that when we call on your name, that you will answer. And this morning, we call on you, Lord. We call on you for healing. We call on you, Lord, thanking you for this sister. We thank you, Lord, that it is not as bad as she had thought it would be. We thank you, God, for your mercy and your grace. Father, and we call on you, Jehovah Rophi. You are the healer. You are our healer. And we call on you this morning, Lord, asking you to touch her knee. Touch her whole body, Lord. Touch her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Lord, we ask you that you anoint that knee, that you bring everything into place, Lord. You made that knee, and you made her body, and you made her in your image. And,
yeah.
Father, we call on you this morning, the great healer, that when she go for surgery, Lord, that everything that was taken out, or everything that she have lost, the strength from that knee, the muscle, the tendon, Lord, we ask that you replace it better than before, Lord. And that when she do for the surgery, Lord, that everything, that you will be the hands of the doctors, that you will be the hands of the chiropractor, that you will see what they cannot see, Lord, and that you will bring that, Lord, that knee back to perfection, better than it was before. And we ask this thing in your name, Lord, because we would give you the honor, we would give you the glory when we hear the praise report after the knee surgery. In Jesus' name we ask and we pray. Amen.
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 What else?
Lord, thank you,
Lord.
Anyone else have a praise report? I have a praise report. A couple weeks ago, I had asked for prayer for my dad. He is fighting prostate cancer. And to make a long story short, last week my sister called me from Trinidad and told me that he had to get an MRI. But the hospital in Trinidad, the MRI machine wasn't working. So we had to raise $6,000 for Monday, which was Monday gone, so that we could take him out privately to do the MRI. She called me last night. We raised the $6,000 between the family. We raised the $6,000. She called me last night and she said, the machine in the hospital is working now. They repaired it. So we would not have to use that $6,000.
Hallelujah.
And hallelujah. MRI.
Praise
free.
Lord. Hallelujah.
And I thank God. Thank
Jesus.
Pray.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Awesome.
Finally, $6,000 is a big dent for
Jesus.
Us. But
Jesus.
I thank God.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God come true again.
Thank you, Lord.
And pray. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
No, I'm just asking for prayer that when he do the MRI, we have to do it on Thursday, which is tomorrow, that everything would be okay. And I thank everyone for joining in prayer for that situation.
Praise God.
Praise
God.
Praise
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we praise you. We bless your name, God, because we know that there is nothing that is impossible with you. As long as we put our trust in you, sometimes, God, you stretch us. Sometimes you test us to see how far and how big is our faith, Lord God. You said, give not a man a measure of faith. Oh, yes, God, but sometimes we have to stretch that faith in order to prove that you are who you said you are, because you told us to prove you. So we thank you this morning,
Lord.
God. Thank you, Lord, this morning for that praise report. We thank
you,
God, this morning that all is well. Yes, Lord God, we give you thanks in advance that all is well, Lord God, that when the MRI results come through, Lord God, that they would, that everything would be how it's supposed to be with this gentleman.
Lord.
We thank you, Lord God, for Christine's father. We thank you, Lord,
Lord
God,
for
his faith in you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that all is well. We give you praise and we give you glory.
Lord.
And we give
praise
honor.
Your name. We glorify
Jesus,
your name.
Jesus, mighty name.
Jesus,
my name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This morning, I just want to say, saints, you might be wondering, you know, usually it's Dr. Aubrey Gregory, a pastor that carries on the Maximum Prayer broadcast. And because he had a situation where he was not able to, he asked Sister Christine and myself to step in. So we thank God for him. And we would like at this point in time to lift him and his wife up in prayer, and also his sister-in-law, Sister Minnie Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to lift them up in prayer. She's not feeling well, and we don't know all the details, but we don't have to know. The Almighty God knows. He is her God, and he knows everything. So we're just going to go to God in prayer this morning that all is well. Father, we thank you. Yes, God, we praise you. We bless your name. And we lift up the man of God, Dr. Aubrey Gregory, before you this morning. Yes, God, and his wife, Elizabeth Gregory. Father, we bless your name for them. In the name of Jesus, we're asking you right now to restore. In the name of Jesus, we're asking you, Lord God, to touch them, Lord God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Yes, Father. Yes, Lord God. Be their protector, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as they advance in the front lines, oh God, doing your work, Lord God, striving always to do your will. We pray, oh God, today that they would continue always in you, that they would trust you, Lord God, for everything that they have to put their hands to, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, that they allow your Holy Spirit to lead them and guide them into all truth and give them the direction that they need. Father God, for every decision that they have to make, Lord God, that they will seek you, Lord God, that they will wait upon the Lord so that you can renew their strength and mount them up with wings like eagles. Yes, God, so that they will walk and not get weary, and they will run and never faint. Praise your name, Lord God, this morning. Bless them, oh God, in their going out and in their coming in. Father God, thank you that you are their provider. Yes, Lord God, I thank you, Lord, that you're healing their bodies, you're restoring their bodies even right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, today, that your will is being done in them and through them, that they will always be a light and a beacon to others. They would be always in the community, Father God, as you set them, Lord God, that they will always go and be, oh God, an example. Be, oh God, a light in the darkness. Yes, Lord God, we thank you for them this morning. Bless your name, God. Father God, and even Sister Minnie Goldberg, we lift her up this morning before you, God. Lord God, you are the author and the finisher of our faith.
There is nothing, oh God,
that is hidden from you, because you are the all-knowing, all-seeing, almighty Father. And we thank you this morning. We thank you, God, this morning, that you're a healer. Yes, Father God. You heal us, oh God. Yes, Lord God, from everything, Lord God, that might be going awry with our bodies, oh God. Father God, we thank you this morning that you're touching her, you're meeting her even right now, Lord God, at the point of her need. Yes, God, that you are making all things well with her. God, we praise you.
Lord.
We thank you. We bless your name, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
This disease is not of you. So we know, God, that is the hand of the enemy. And right now, I join my faith with all of the saints that are on listening, oh God, within the sound of my voice. I join my faith with them. And I believe, God, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. And rebuke the hand of Satan that comes. Yes, Lord God, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But today we say, Satan, you have no hold over her. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we rebuke you back to the pit of hell from whence you came. Satan,
you
can take up your filthy weapons and flee right now in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we declare that the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will rest and abide with her in the name of Jesus. And your healing powers are anointing her right now from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And that all is well with her. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
We bless his name. We bless your name, God.
Lord,
we give you glory.
Lord.
We give you glory. And we give you honor. And we give you the praise.
Yes,
thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. The line is still open for any praise report or prayer request. The line is still open.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, I would like prayer. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I would like prayer. Good morning. I would like prayer for a young lady who actually has to go to court this morning in reference to her 2.5-year-old child. There's a situation that has arisen, and she needs the Lord to intervene on her behalf. And I pray for her salvation and her deliverance.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the
Thank
Lord.
So Jennifer, would you take this one?
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Do you know the young lady's name, ma'am?
Yes. Adriana.
Adriana. Yes, Lord. We're gonna go to God in prayer. He is the one that says he's a prayer-hearing master. He hears and answers prayer. He knows the end from the beginning. So we go to him this morning. Father, this morning, join me in prayer, saints. Father, this morning, we just come to you because you are God.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. You said, I am, and I am. And whatever we decide to attach to that I am, that is who you are. So this morning, God, as we lift up Adrienne before you and her child, God, we know that you are her father.
Mm-hmm.
We know that you are her defense. Hallelujah. You are her lawyer.
Mm.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Father God, and as she has to appear before courts this morning in the natural.
Lord.
Yes, Lord God. We pray, oh God, that you be her defense.
Yes,
Lord. And you know the situation regarding what she has to go before the courts for with her child. And we pray, oh God, this morning that even if she does not know you, that she would be able to just call on your name and say, Lord, help me. And we know, God, that when you hear her cry for help and realize that she really deeply means it, Lord, that you would be her help. Father, we pray, oh God, that you give her favor this morning.
Yes, Lord God.
Favor this morning, oh God, with her court decision in the name of Jesus. A reckoning and a reasoning in her mind that she did not do this by herself. That it was something, someone greater than her that was able to do this on her behalf. And she would realize that it was only you, God. And by this, Lord God, it would turn around her life and cause her to call on your name and surrender and say, God, I want you to help me not only on today, but for the rest of my life. I cannot do it on my own, God. I need you. Yes, Lord. I need you, God. We pray for her salvation. We pray, oh God, that this cry, oh God, will be the cry that she cries out to you with purpose, oh God, with a passion, with a need, that she needs you. that she cannot go any further. She cannot take another step without you leading and guiding and directing her, Lord God. We pray, God, this morning that as she cries out to you, Father, that you would stretch your arms out, surround her with your love, the love, oh God, that you have for each and every one of us, that you're waiting to enfold her in, oh God, and let your peace, oh God, cover her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let your peace be on her mind, oh God. We know what it is, oh God, to have a need for our child, oh God. Everyone on the line that has a child, oh God. We know what it is, oh God, to have a need for your child. And Lord God, today we pray that you meet that need. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, as we wait, oh God, with anticipation, with anxiety, and with expectation of a victory. Yes, Lord God, not only over this court matter, but victory over the enemy. Hallelujah, God, as she sees the light in you, as you give her, Lord God, the victory over the court decision, that she would also get victory in you, Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for that praise report. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. And everybody say amen. 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 Thank you, Lord.
At this time, we'll do the usual prayer for the high school of Essex County, and the high school that we would pray for today is Weequay High. Weequay High is a high school in the North District, and we will go into prayer for the administrator, the staff, the students, and everyone that is affiliated with the high. And we lift up Weequay High School this morning, Lord. We lift up the staff. We lift up the principal, the vice principal, the security guard, the children, the administrator. Father, we lift up that school. Lord, you know and you see everything. We ask for your guidance. We ask for your safety. We ask for the obedience of the children, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you will grant them favors. You will meet every need for Weequay High this morning. We ask, Lord, that the children will come in with a willing spirit to obey, to learn, to respect. We ask that you give the administrator, you give the teacher, you give the guidance counselor, you give the security guard patience, wisdom, and knowledge how to deal with these young people, Lord. We lift them up this day and every plan that the enemy have, Lord, for Weequay High this morning and this day forth, we bring it to naught, Lord. Every plan of violence, we bring it to naught. Every plan of strife and confusion, we bring it to naught. Father, we ask that you spread your anointing that will destroy every yoke, remove every hindrance in the name of Jesus. Excuse me, in the name of Jesus, and we spread your anointing, your praise, Lord, that we will get good report from Weequay High in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for your power. We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for your guidance in your name, Lord. We praise you, we honor you, we glorify you, because only you alone could do it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I want to thank everybody for joining us this morning. And for lifting up and for praising and for glorifying the Lord's name this morning. I pray that you have a blessed and victorious day. Peaceful day. The peace that passes all understanding. Walk in victory, everyone, and be blessed.
God bless everyone on this prayer line this morning. A special blessing,
everyone.
This is the Christian. This is the Jennifer.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
blessed day, everyone.
God bless.
Have a blessed
day. Amen. Amen.
Amen.